the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي. أو الله, if I had been tied with chains, if I had been cut off from your flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of people, if the people were all eyes to see how I am exposed to infamy and disgrace, and if I am ordered to proceed to hell, and a barrier was put between me and the pious, even then I would not cease to have hope. It would not stop me from expecting your pardon, and it would not take away your love from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي. I have not forgotten your bounties. This is the key sentence we started to discuss, talking about how we should nurture the love of God in our hearts. What should we do in this world not to lose hope in Allah and to try to keep His love in our hearts even though we face difficulties and hardships and problems in our everyday lives? We said one of the ways that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is explicitly telling us to do is to try to remember his blessings that we are encircled with. I assume we have sufficiently discussed this element, but the other factor that can lead us to try to nurture his love in our hearts is to pay heed to his concealment of our sins.
Ramadan,
رمضان رمضان رمضان
The ocean of dua.
Concerning the sins we commit in private, God has provided the ground for other people not to become aware of them. This is also one of the great blessings of Allah that has given His servants. Sometimes when a servant is alone, he commits a wicked act, but God the Exalted conceals this sin from public view. Had it not been for this blessing of God, he could not afford to be present in public. For this reason, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَ أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي I do not forget your helping hand upon me. وَسِتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا I would not forget your protection. I would not forget your covering of my secrets in my life. So, if during the holy month of Ramadan we do not prepare ourselves for such a program, we will not find any time more suitable than this. If we do not benefit from these opportunities, a time will come when we will regret. We should try to make the most of our opportunities, or else, suddenly, we will come to our senses and realize that another month of Ramadan has passed, but we did not repent for our sins. We are not relieved of the afflictions we got ourselves into, and we did not put off the fire we ignited ourselves by our past actions, by not remembering the blessings of our Lord, by not nurturing the love of God in our hearts. We have not fulfilled the rights of people, we haven't given up backbiting, and we haven't left the other sins we have committed. We should try and start this even from this night of holy month of Ramadan. So basically, based on the last two sentences of this part, that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَ أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا I do not forget your helping hand upon me, and I do not forget your protection of my secrets in life, we come to understand that there are two main ways that we can keep the love of Allah in our hearts even if we face the most dreadful hardships and difficulties both in this world and the other. The first is to try to remember the blessings of our Lord in our life, and the second is paying attention to God's concealment of our sins. We have it in some of our traditions that if Almighty Allah had not covered for the sins of the people in the universe, the people would not even bury each other. They would leave the dead bodies on the surface of the earth. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need